Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Expecting to be in this studio tonight.
I was actually looking forward to making my triumphant first appearance from Studio 2.
From the Omdusius
Studios? But no.
I'm going to try my hardest to fill in for Lee and sound like a philosopher.
All right, excellent.
I'm just going to be me and complete the trifecta. Right, that would be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday here on Free Talk Live.
The big nights.
I mean, are good. We've done like 10 days in a row.
That's true. Bonnie and I are both troopers in that respect. So
you mean right after the raid?
Yeah.
I don't know if I did 10 whole days, but you did.
Well, welcome back. We're here live.
I think it's Sunday. 13 days or something like
wow.
that.
Wow. Yeah. It's the Sunday edition. 202-380-3699 is the number that allows you to get involved with the show. You can bring up whatever you want to discuss. You know, I'm getting to the point where I'm tired almost of talking about the police and the continuous abuse and the violence. We covered the cops attacking teenagers physically for vaping last night on the show. Coming up, Captain, you've got a guy run over by the cops. He called them. And then they ran him over.
Yeah, how much does it suck that, you know, you get... This particular guy got shot in the shoulder.
Not by a cop.
Not by a cop.
Else.
Yeah, it was some other thing happened, and he got shot. He's laying in the street, and so he calls 911 because he needs help. And then the cops arrive just in time to run him over with their patrol car.
Yeah,
Did they kill him?
He died.
Yeah, we'll tell you more about that one if we get the chance. Of course, the number, again, 202-380-3699. Also, I want to talk about something that affects a lot of people on the planet. Not just those in the United States, although it does primarily affect people in the United States. This one I've actually been holding on to for a few days.
Are you sandbagging?
It is the story about the Federal Reserve.
Who are you talking to?
Anyone that has the dollar.
No, you didn't introduce us.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
It's the captain.
So, yes, that's good. But I'm actually talking to the listener here because that's mostly who's out there. You guys are always here. But welcome to the program. You can bring up anything that you want. The story here from CNBC, the Federal Reserve has moved up their timeline for rate hikes as inflation rises.
I just want to remind everybody who isn't familiar with the Federal Reserve, neither federal nor do they have any reserves.
That's a good point. Yeah, a lot of people seem to think there's gold in that their Federal Reserve, and I don't think there's really any evidence for that.
There's two things in there, Jack and Squat.
And you're being nice. The Federal Reserve considerably raised its expectations for inflation this year and brought forward the time frame on when it will next raise interest rates. Now, I'm not interested in their interest rate numbers. I don't care about all that. That's meaningless to me. But the fact that they're admitting that inflation is coming is what's, I think, newsworthy in this story.
It's already here, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the thing, is, you know, these guys are, the media is sort of complicit in this, where the government, the media, they have a definition of inflation that is this thing that is, the prices are going to go up. That is, to them, inflation. When we know that inflation, the actual definition, is an increase in the money supply, and they do that all the time. I mean, so the government is constantly increasing the money supply via the Federal Reserve.
I was going to say, my entire life has been inflation. I've experienced it. I'm 49 years old. I remember a time as a teenager when Mazda would advertise a small pickup for $5,795.
This would have been in the 80s,
wow.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Now a small pickup, we just heard about one on Free Talk Live, that's $20,000.
Right. Oh, that's cheap.
And that's a budget model.
Yeah.
You know?
You typically, you know, you put some features in there, you're into the $40,000, $50,000.
Easy for a small pickup. Go look at, like, a new Toyota Tacoma. See how much that costs brand new.
Wow.
And, yeah, you'll be in for sticker shock for sure.
So, though the Fed raised its headline inflation expectation to 3.4%, a full percentage point higher than their March projection, the post-meeting statement stood by its position that inflation pressures are, quote, transitory. What does that mean?
That means that it would go up for a while, then eventually even out or something, but it's probably not transitory. It will just continue going up.
Yeah, it's just a straight-up lie. I mean, look, we're not going to see deflation.
Nope.
That's not on the horizon at all.
It's not an inherent part of the way the U.S. dollar is structured as a currency. It's not backed by anything, so the only place that it can go is up, particularly since they have taken away the reserve requirement from the banks.
Well, now, in theory, that's true. They did that earlier. Was it last year, I think it was?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was last year. Near the beginning of the whole COVID thing, they were just like, well, we'll just get rid of this reserve requirement, which is only like a tenth anyway.
10%, yeah.
So, I mean, it was almost, you know, unremarkable in any way, shape, or form. Now it's gone.
Now it's totally unremarkable.
But 3.4%, remember, the government's numbers are always manipulated. So when the federal government says, oh, inflation's only going to be 2%, 3.4%, now it's up from what they said. It was going to be 2.4%. So, I mean, that's a pretty significant increase on its own, right? Now, that's almost, what, 40% or something like that,
yeah,
increase above what they were saying. But the reality of it is you're probably talking about the inflation's really in the double digits. And that's just a safe estimate, because what they do is they take certain what is it called, the consumer price index or something like that. There's a certain like index where they factor in very politically selected industries, very politically selected prices of mm-hmm. items into what they consider the inflation rate,
right.
And they just leave out entire categories of things that a lot of us would consider to be important. And I don't have that list of things. It'd be interesting to pull it up because, you know, to see what they leave out and what they include. But it's totally manipulated. So when the government tells you what inflation is going to be,
yeah,
just go ahead and triple it, you know, if you want to be safe, right? And then plan for it to be even more than that.
Well, and we talk a lot here on Free Talk Live about cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, mm-hmm. Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, Monero, Litecoin. You know, yep, there's a whole bunch of coins that we talk about, and a bunch that we probably should talk about. That I can't even keep track of them all. But
we're not a crypto show. I mean, we love it.
We're
but
not.
It's not
but
the
if,
focus.
But if you look at cryptocurrency as being a better invention than state-sponsored currency. If
and
that's
it is.
Your opinion, that's my opinion, and I think factually that opinion stands. If you look at it from the cryptocurrency perspective, it looks like a total S coin. And by S,
you mean the dollar does?
The dollar does. So listen to this. 27 trillion in circulation, an unlimited supply cap. There's only one node. 1% of holders own 30%. 25% of the supply minted in the last 6 months, well, last
yeah.
year anyway.
Yeah.
38 million notes are printed every day, loses at least 3% of value every year.
That's according to the government.
And
that's what we're talking about.
In a bear market since its conception.
Yeah.
Right. So if you look at the factors that make a poor cryptocurrency
worse than Doge.
Worse by orders of magnitude. So Doge is a more solid mathematical currency than the U.S. dollar.
Doge has gone up hundreds of times in value,
yes,
from, you know, where it started.
So
people thought it would be like, it was a big deal when Doge reached 1 cent. You have to remember,
yep,
Doge is what they consider to be a dust cryptocurrency because there are so many Doge out there. There's like, what is it, a few hundred trillion or something like that?
A bunch.
There's a lot of Doge out there. And then, of course, it's inflationary to the point where it never ends. There's not a final number of Doge that will ever be out like there is with Bitcoin, where there's only 21 million,
right,
and that's it. So, you know, Doge just keeps on coming. But yet, the market has said that this thing that was created as a joke is actually, right now, I think, what is it, like 25 cents today for a Doge or something like that? And that's down from its peak earlier this year of, what was it, 60?
I know 60,
it peaked
62
when I was,
cents or something.
Yeah,
like
it peaked
that,
when I was in jail, so I didn't get to follow it closely.
We were joking around amongst the hosts about, and even on the air a little bit, about how if Doge makes it to a dollar, then that means that the joke coin is going to be
worth more
than the USD.
I'm sure it'll one day make it to a dollar.
It seems like it has to.
What we'll have to is the rate that the dollar's going down in value.
That's right.
Which is really what we're talking about here with this inflation. It just means that there's more money being either printed or created out of thin air by way of banks loaning out money. And thus, the more money that gets put into the system, the less every dollar that you hold is going to be worth every day.
We're going to continue here because there's actually more from Politico.com about the Federal Reserve, and this is a bigger story. Inflation, that happens all the time. And it's gone up because they've been doing, like you said, 25% of the dollars were printed just last year alone. That's a huge factor. But what about the digital dollar? They're talking about making a competitor to Bitcoin online. We'll tell you about it coming up. It's free.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited. If you want to join us here, the number is 202-380-3699. We're talking about something that affects a lot of the people on this planet, and that is government inflation of the money supply. Remember, that's what inflation actually is. When you see prices going up, that is what you would call a symptom of inflation. And the reason for that is because if more dollars are put into existence, as they constantly are, and more so in the last year than probably our entire, you know, lifetimes or something like that. It's 25% of the entire supply was added last year, which is crazy. But that affects anybody that's holding dollars, because the more dollars that exist, that means there's more dollars that are what they would call chasing the same amount of goods. And that means the price of those goods is going to go up. So the government has something called, I pulled up a little more information about it because I was just kind of talking about it off the top of my head a moment ago, but the Consumer Price Index, which is where they get their inflation numbers from. But they leave out certain things from that Consumer Price Index, like the cost of food.
Oh, my God. Just all food.
Yeah, the cost of energy.
Oh, my God.
Also left off that list. And I don't know if it's... I feel like I've heard that real estate is not in there either, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
Wow.
I'm not sure. So if you know more, let us know. 202-380-3699.
I mean, food is one of the and within food, is it groceries? Because groceries is a much broader term that includes things like toilet paper and, you know, napkins and, you know, your disposable type stuff, your everyday stuff.
Yeah, how do they define these things?
Right. Yeah, I thought you were going to say, like, oh, they count bread but not orange juice. Not, oh, they just don't count food.
Yeah. So, let's see. Housing units. I just looked this up. Is real estate in the CPI? Housing units are not in the CPI market basket.
None of those things are necessities. You don't need food, energy, or housing.
Well, let me tell you this. I get an update every now and then from Zillow, right? So yeah. Zillow is a real estate company. They're more like a tech company that focuses on real estate. You can go on their website and like look at the price values of homes in your neighborhood. And I'm not in the market to buy a house, but it's one of those things I've been just kind of paying, you know, somewhat of an attention to because I'm in the world of that. I've had houses in the past and I manage properties on behalf of the Shire Free Church today. It's always interesting to see what the market's doing. And so they send me a little update that shows like, you know, here's the homes, some of the homes that have sold in your area in the last three or however many months. Yeah. And then it compares the home sale average price to what it was a year ago. And I believe the last email I had that came in within the last month or two, prices were up at least 10%.
Oh, it's probably more than that, at least in the, you know, southern, southwestern New Hampshire area. Because, as you know, it took me more than 5 years to actually come out here. I tried to and failed, and then I had to sort of go back and try again 5 years later when I successfully moved out here. I had been watching this real estate market in southwestern New Hampshire the entire time, looking for rentals, looking at prices of property, houses, you know, can I find a piece of property with just septic and water, or I, you know, roll a prefab or a mobile home onto, that kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. I ended up buying a house, but if you go and you look at all of the things that I looked at, you know, I guess I've been here 2 years, so 7 years ago, some of them have been, like, bought and then put back on the market since I've been looking, and all of them are up. Like, I'm going to say my cursory inspection of these prices, like, a good $50,000 per property. So if
since was, the last time you looked within the last year?
Since when I first looked, no, like, so this is a seven-year period, right?
Okay.
So a house that sold for, like, $100,000, you know, 5 to 7 years ago, now sells for at least $150,000, if not $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
So the prices have definitely gone up in the real estate market across the board. And I don't just look in this area. That I just happen to be familiar with it because I was studying this area for that period of time. But I look in other areas, too. Even in, like, Seattle, Washington. Like, that thing's got to pop at some point, man. You can't buy a house in Seattle, Washington that's livable for under, like, $500,000.
Yeah, get a shack for, like, $300,000.
Yeah, if that, you know. Or it's a mobile home, you know, on a not even a quarter acre of land near a place that's, you know, dirty and bug-infested and, you know, crime-riddled and that kind of a thing. So even condominiums are super expensive in that area, so... It has gone up price-wise across the board, across all states.
Yeah, and they just keep on cranking out the dollars. So, didn't Biden put out a proposed budget of like $7 trillion or something like that recently? And I don't know if that includes, that's for the next year, right? So that doesn't include the $2 trillion they just passed for the latest COVID bailout bill, and then you have the few trillion they did last year. So it's just, they just keep on cranking those dollars, and that's going to make your dollars worth less.
Well, and as a further illustration, my mom died a few years ago. They bought their house brand new in 1978 for $78,000.
Mm-hmm.
That house sold after she died. Kids got together. Okay, we'll sell the house. It sold for $259,000.
When was this?
2 years ago.
Okay.
So, you do the math on that. That's not because the house was worth that much more.
No.
In fact, it was probably worth less because it had seen decades of
wear
and
tear
and use and all that kind of thing. You know, they probably were average on house upkeep and that kind of a thing. But, I mean, it had its problems and that kind of a thing. And whoever bought it thought they were getting a smoking deal. they're like, really? In this neighborhood? In this schooling
system?
That kind of a thing? Yeah.
So, I mean, this is a constant topic, the inflation idea. It's always out there. It's going to keep getting worse. And the only thing you can do about it is get out of the dollar.
Yes.
Whether that means getting into cryptocurrency or trying some sort of alternative, real estate can help you, I think, protect from inflation. Gold and silver, precious metals have historically been good hedges against inflation. Now, we're not investment advisors here, but this is like basic stuff that I've followed in the past. These are things that I've considered to be good ways out. And cryptocurrency has been, I think, performance-wise, the best. Cryptocurrency has gone up pretty consistently over the last decade. There's no guarantees. You don't know what's going to happen, and it's hard to pick a winner, so you don't know if it's going to be Bitcoin or Monero or which one's going to be the real winner.
At least like the top 10 cryptos have only gone up if you looked at it from a 10-year period.
Well, the top 10 are always changing. That's
the
thing.
They've only gone up from like when they started.
Oh, yeah. Almost all the cryptos out there, with the exception of the scam coins, that have completely failed. Because there are a bunch of them that have just failed completely. But
Randomly said the top 10. But like, if you even look at the list of them in order of like the best, the top ones are going to only have went up.
Generally, they have gone up over time. Now, in the last few months, there's been a dip in the markets March or something like that. But here's the latest. Here's the further news. This is the bigger news. This is the unusual news. Headline over at Politico.com. Because, as I said, inflation's not unusual. That's constant. It's just that it's going up faster, I think, now than it was. Fed explores once-in-a-century bid to remake the U.S. dollar. Subheadline, the rise of private cryptocurrencies motivated the Fed to start considering a digital dollar to be used alongside the traditional paper currency. What does that mean? What will it mean for you? What does it mean for inflation? Let's talk about that coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. 202-380-3699. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
A bipartisan infrastructure plan from 21 senators that's about a quarter of what President Joe Biden initially proposed is gaining support in the U.S. Senate, and the president has said he will have a response as soon as Monday.
One of the concerns that I do have about the bipartisan bill is how they are going to pay. for their proposals, and they're not clear yet. I don't know that they even know yet, but some of the speculation is raising a gas tax, a fee on electric vehicles, privatization of infrastructure. Those are proposals that I would not support.
Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont on NBC's Meet the Press. A shooting near a Juneteenth celebration in the California Bay Area left one person dead and several others wounded. Oakland Police Lieutenant William Feeble said two suspects were seen running away from the scene.
It ultimately led to two suspects being taken into custody with firearms.
Six people in their mid-teens to late 20s were shot, including a 22-year-old man who was killed. This is USA Radio News. With historically low turnout, Iran has elected a new hardline president.
An ultra-conservative candidate has won Iran's presidential election. Hardliner Ibrahim Raisi had won with just over 60% of the votes in an election marred by an historically low turnout. Raisi is the chief justice of Iran and is personally under sanctions from the U.S. He's accused of taking part in the mass execution of political prisoners in the 1980s. Raisi will take office, which is the second highest position in the government, in early August. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
There's concern that election could further complicate a possible return to a nuclear agreement. Talks continuing today in Vienna between Iran and global powers to negotiate an agreement to contain Iran's nuclear development. The U.S. is not at the table after the Trump administration unilaterally pulled the country out of the deal in 2018. It's the first official meeting since Iran's president won in a landslide. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. The number is 202-380-3699. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We're here live on the Sunday edition of the program. In the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
The Reverend Captain Kickass is joining.
202-380-3699. The Fed, Federal Reserve, looking at a digital version of the dollar. Now, this is similar to what the Chinese government has been working on. We're going to tell you more about that coming up here in just a moment. Also, want to make sure you know that Bitcoin.com is a longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live. They are a great destination to go to if you're looking to learn the basics about cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. So head on over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and then begin your process of learning new things. And you don't have to spend a whole lot of time on this. I mean, you can pour as much time as you want to into cryptocurrency, but just to get the basics, you know, maybe 10, 15 minutes. There's, I think, a three-minute long introductory video. If you want to stop there, you can, but you might be encouraged to continue on the process. Great place to go, and it is Bitcoin.com. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Let's talk to, we've got John on the line in Missouri. John, listening to KWTO there in Springfield. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks.
I'm pretty disheartened by the whole thing. I'm not a big believer in cryptocurrency because, just like the dollar, I consider it to be a form of fiat currency. It's really not backed by anything that I can see. You could argue that the dollar is a petrodollar and it's backed by petroleum, the oil industry.
You can't really argue that. No.
You can't.
No.
So basically,
it's a war dollar. It's backed by war.
But that doesn't. That you can't redeem it. I mean, it's not
true. Exactly. Yeah.
Now, backing suggests you can redeem it in most cases. Although I will say this, there is value that sort of quote unquote backs cryptocurrency as a whole, and that, like, let's focus on Bitcoin for instance.
Yeah.
The value is the network. The sort of network effect that this thing has, where there are like 10,000 nodes that are on this system that cannot be shut down. Even if the Chinese government or the U.S. government says, that's it, we're shutting down every Bitcoin node in the country, it won't shut down Bitcoin. So there's value in the fact that it is cryptographically secure and that it cannot be stopped by governments or banks. So that is one of the reasons. And it does what it says it's going to do. When you say, send this value, this amount of Bitcoin to this person over here, across the world or down the street or wherever, it gets there. There's value with that.
Go ahead.
It just seems that we're going down the path of the Roman Empire. It's like they had the same thing. They printed basically coins, and they sequentially pulled all the silver out of their coins until you were left basically with denarii that just basically were made out of zinc. That kind of thing, and eventually they just went bankrupt. They belly up. They were overrun by uncontrolled immigration. The Western Empire fell, and it basically had to reset itself in Byzantium, in the Eastern Empire. And my experience. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say we're way past that because the dollar isn't backed by anything anymore,
and it hasn't been since the 70s.
Your idea that crypto is any type of fiat currency is just definitively not correct because fiat currency is. Just it means that it was authoritatively decreed to be worth something.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally what fiat currency is.
Well, my experience is, I'll wrap it up, but my thing, I have a friend, quotation marks, that was in the military in former Yugoslavia.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, when that economy fell, basically it went to a barter system, a black market system. You could literally go into certain places at certain times of the day, fuel trucks would pull up, people with chickens, people with clothes, people with weapons, it's like whatever you needed, it was a quick sell, everybody would trade, and then before the authorities could arrive, boom. It was like a flash mob marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that once everything falls, I think we're going to go to the barter system, to be quite honest.
It doesn't make sense. There's no reason to go to barter because we have so many other better options. We have cryptocurrencies. We have
technology.
We have gold backs. We have gold and silver. We have alternative currencies. The reason why barter doesn't work is because if you've got chickens and I've got coconuts and I don't need any chickens, but you've got, you know, we can't, if we don't have something as a medium of exchange, we can't trade, and it becomes problematic, which is why, of course, money was created. So
crypto,
I don't think we're going back to that.
Crypto just wasn't invented yet during the times you're talking about.
The value of it.
If the power goes out, though, to actually send that crypto, you're going to need a power source. And if you don't have a power source, that kind of thing, you can't send crypto.
Yeah, there's no doubt. If the internet goes down, cryptocurrency is not going to be particularly useful, which is why I say you've got other alternatives. You've got gold and silver. You've got the new gold back that just came out in 2019. Yeah. If you haven't taken a look at that, you probably should. It is a very small amount of gold that you can spend, as small as 1/1,000th of an ounce, basically 3 or 4. You've seen it? You familiar with it?
I've heard of it. And actually, that's not an old – that's actually – those have come out before in the past. If you
look
way back, it's like – well, there's been little pieces of gold.
No, this isn't like – you don't know what I'm talking about. You should go and check it out.
Okay.
Go to goldback.com. It is beautiful. It's new technology.
It's so awesome.
It has never been available in the past. It's never been possible to have 1/1,000th of an ounce of gold in spendable form. I mean, think about an ounce of gold and think about what 1/1,000th of that might look like as a little speck. Okay. They've managed to take that and essentially spray it onto a substrate
polymer.
Or a polymer plastic, and it's incredibly beautiful. Thank you, John, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
I wanted to mention real quick too that the value that cryptocurrency has is in mathematics. And what I mean by that is the mathematics have solved the Byzantine general's problem. The caller brought
what
up.
What is that? What is that problem?
Well, the Byzantine general's problem is just you need a third-party verification up until the invention of Bitcoin. So accounting, you know, is famous for the double entry system.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen the accounting paper with the light green and the dark green lines and that kind of a thing. That's a double entry system, and what it does is it acts as a form of verification, but there always used to need to be a third party.
An authority
mm-hmm. to verify that, and that traditionally has been governments.
Or accountants or whatever.
Or banks to verify the accuracy of these transactions. Well, cryptocurrency uses mathematics to be that third party, and that's the network effect that you were talking about, Ian.
Yeah.
So all of the millions of computers around the world that are mining cryptocurrency and solving these issues and verifying these transactions have solved what is known as the Byzantine General's problem, which is you used to need a third party verification to
try.
Now you no longer need that. You have the network effect to do that for you, and this eliminates the necessity for both banks and governments to act as that authority in your transactions, your medium of
the ledger.
Currency.
The ledger exists
the ledger.
In multiple places simultaneously and cannot be.
And instead of a double entry, it's now a triple entry.
Yeah.
Right. And that third leg of the triple entry is the verification leg. That is the network effect. The other piece of value that cryptocurrency has is it can be programmed with features, something no state currency has ever been able to do.
Well, they added the strips.
That's not programming it with a feature.
I have micro printing.
So imagine this. The government has traditionally served as your verification or your authority for, like, titling property, like a vehicle, for example. Now imagine I could take the title of a vehicle and upload it to one specific Satoshi of Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And now when I decide to sell that car, I just transfer that Satoshi to your possession, and now you're the owner of that car.
And it's a permanent transfer.
It's a permanent transfer that's recognized by the entire blockchain, by the whole globe, and no government needs to be involved. It's a bureaucracy killer.
Yeah, what you're saying here is that money or value transfer with money is just the first application for Bitcoin or blockchain technology, that there are all kinds of other potential applications, many of which are being busily worked on. And that's another nice thing about the cryptocurrency world is all these features you're talking about can be developed without ever having to ask anyone's permission. You don't have to go to some licensing board, submit an application, submit a licensing fee, hope that they approve you, beg for permission. You can just create the thing you want to create on whichever blockchain you want to create it on. And if the blockchain doesn't exist yet that you need, you can make that too.
Yep.
You can just copy somebody else's work because it's almost all open source. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place place to advertise your business. One of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here, the live Sunday edition of the program, where, and this may be the last live show for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think about that.
It's festival season.
It is, and Aria, as I understand it, is going to be heading out there tomorrow morning to Rogers Campground, on which Free Talk Live will be broadcasting, just without me. And I've been there for, you know, the last decade.
All of them.
Plus, basically. It's pretty frustrating not being able to go up there, but I'm on some pretty restrictive bail conditions. But luckily, the show will go on. And that
for those of you who can't see me on camera, I'm shaking my fist at the Federals.
Yeah, it sucks. But it'll be fun for you, hopefully, listening, because it's an interesting event. Porcupine Freedom Festival kicks off tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Goes for a week, and then Forkfest kicks off the following Monday.
Oh, so, man, Kirby's Q is up there. They're doing breakfast.
Oh, right. They're already there?
They're already there. They're setting up. They said they'd be in today, but they won't actually open for business till Monday morning breakfast.
Gotcha. Night.
It really does feel like we're missing some kind of, like, pilgrimage of our religion.
Oh, yeah.
It really does feel like that. Like, Tom Woods is going to be there speaking.
So check them out over at porkfest.com. That event is sold out. The Forkfest is not sold out because there are no tickets. You can go learn more about that at forkfest.party. But I wanted to also tell you about libertystickers.com. If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know that people love to read them. So check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. It reminds me of years ago, when, you know, the Porcupine Freedom Festival was very popular, because there was, this year is a sold out event. It's never happened before. So this is going to be the biggest
historical event.
And, but for the last several years, the numbers have been down quite a bit at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And so I remember like 10 years ago when it was kind of on towards its previous peak, that you could drive up as you were, like, driving up I-91 through Vermont. You'd see people with, like, Pork Fest or Bust on the back of their cars because there were that many people that were going up to this event.
A little bit of a convoy.
Yeah. So hopefully that'll will be happening again this year because that's always fun.
Well, and that also bodes well for Fork Fest the week after leading up to the 4th of July weekend, which is great for Fork Fest as well because that is a party. Now, as I understand it, Arya's going to be there for both weeks.
That's right.
If you're there for Pork Fest, I'm told, this is a rumor I haven't verified, I'm told that you might also bump into Mark Edge, the co-founder of this show, and then I will be up there for most of Fork Fest as well.
Great.
So Free Talk Live will be there vicariously.
Yeah.
No, Ian, we cannot replace you, but we will do our best to represent Free Talk Live.
So you'll get a real taste for the event if you weren't able to make it. And I know there's a lot of people who were asking, hey, how do I go to Pork Fest this year? And the answer was, sorry, they're sold out. But you can go to Fork Fest. So check out forkfest.party. In fact, I heard that Pork Fest is the number one sponsor of the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. So, like, when you go to the sponsors page at the Pork Fest website, Fork Fest is the top listing there. So
that's awesome.
A lot of people who haven't heard of Fork Fest previously are going to hear about it this year. So we may see a lot of folks who just, you know, they're like, you know what? I got an extra few days. I'm staying on.
There are, I want to say, several folks that are doing events at either Porcupine Freedom Festival or Fork Fest that will be benefits for the Crypto Six.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
So
that's cool.
For folks who don't know, if you, you know, you've wanted to support the Crypto Six, you haven't been to the Crypto6.com or whatever, if you're at the Porcupine Freedom Festival or Fork Fest, there will be ways for you to participate and, you know, contribute to help the Crypto Six.
We've been talking about the Federal Reserve. They're looking at a digital dollar. We haven't even really scratched the surface on this story. We're going to get into that. But first, Jerome is on the line. He's in South Carolina listening to WTMA. Go ahead, Jerome.
Hey, y'all going to be gone for 2 weeks. What am I supposed to do for 2 weeks?
You can...
I'm going to talk to you for 2 weeks.
You can call yourself...
I will miss you, Jerome. I have to say, I really enjoy your calls, and I think you're one of my favorite callers out there.
We could give you the home number, Jerome, and you can just call and see if somebody picks up.
That would be exciting. Can I, like, call him every 5 minutes and harass him?
No,
you only get one call a day, just like on the show.
Yeah, don't do that.
Hey, Ian, this is Jerome. Hey, Ian, this is Jerome.
Hey, Ian, what are you wearing?
Oh, my God.
Hey, Ian, have you heard about this totally political thing that you pay no attention to that I'm calling about?
Go ahead, Jerome. What were you calling about tonight?
I just want to know, this story that came out like a couple of weeks ago about Trump using Barr to spy on Democrats, his Democratic enemies and their children. Is anyone going to have to come and testify about this? Because I sure would like to see that one. I would love to see Barr, fat, chubby, doughy, William Barr.
Roseanne Barr?
So for listeners who don't know, this Barr character was the attorney general during the Trump, or one of the attorneys. I think he burned through a few of them in his 4 years.
Oh, yeah, Jeff, the guy from Alabama, too. He may have to come because he was in on it, too.
Yeah.
And on what, spying on Democrats?
Yeah, they had Adam Schiff on today. And I said, well, when I heard he was going to be on, I said, oh, I know he wasn't surprised by that because he can't stand Trump. And I know that Trump would do anything to try to get back at him. And he was asking, he was kind of vague about what he
You know, I wish they would spend more time fighting one another, the Democrats and the Republicans. If they're investigating each other, then that's less time that they can spend investigating people like us.
I think the WWE should get involved and hold a Republican versus Democrat cage match.
I might pay to see it.
What I wanted to ask was, there was a guy named Mark Levin who for over a year while Trump was in office kept saying, well, President Obama spied on Trump. Like, we can have evidence. Never showed any evidence. And now there's this story out about Trump and Barr conspiring and colluding in sessions. and they're not talking about it. They got nothing to say. And they got proof that he was doing it.
I think it's just not surprising that the government is spying on each other. I mean, they spy on us. They spy on everyone.
Sure.
16,000.
They're super paranoid.
There's a report coming out that the FBI was spying on 16,000 Americans, and the NSA...
That's all?
No, well, this report, the NSA is forcing them to come out with a report saying, oh, these are the 16,000 Americans. We had no reason. We have no substantial reason to, like, explain why we were spying on them.
Hold on. The NSA is forcing the FBI to reveal they were spying on 16,000 people they shouldn't...
Yep, the NSA.
Don't you just hate it when women have facts? Don't you just hate that? When you're trying to argue with them and they start giving you the facts and then you got to be quiet, don't you just hate that?
I don't know. She's got all kinds of facts and she's super cute.
I know.
She does it. So.
I heard her.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Jerome, I'm not really worried about it, man. I don't care if they, if they put each other in jail. I hope they do. I hope they prosecute each other and they spend all kinds of time and effort going after each other because, it's like I said, it's less time that they can spend going after actual peaceful people.
You know, when I call y'all up and try to have some fun, you're such a killjoy. You know what?
I don't find politics to be fun. I find it to be really tiresome. It's annoying.
That's exactly what I mean.
I want them to go away.
It'd probably be a lot more fun if you didn't call in praising Trump all the time.
It's as fun as getting a tick, like, you know, having a bunch of ticks all over your body. That's what I consider politicians to be.
Right, okay, all right.
And they're as ugly as ticks, too. I mean, they're just horrifying.
That's the translation. Poly, many, ticks, bloodsuckers.
Yeah, there you go.
Many bloodsuckers.
Thanks, Jerome. Yeah. I appreciate it, man. The number here is 202-380-3699 if you want to join us. And we don't need them. They need us. They live off of us. And it's the inflation is how they get away with it. Because, you know, okay, yeah, they've got their taxes. And, oh, yeah, Biden's talked about raising taxes. But ultimately, they don't even need to. They can just keep printing money out. They don't need to raise taxes because inflation is a tax. It is the most insidious of taxes because it hits everybody that's got the dollar.
It's the printing of money. It's the 12 years of indoctrination. I always bring out this example for anybody.
12 years? They're talking about government preschool now.
Well, okay. So just imagine any other brand instead of government, right? Instead of the United States, right? Imagine any other brand, right? Let's take
Nike.
Nike. All right. So you go to school. I pledge allegiance to the swoosh of the United States of Nike.
Just do it.
And to the Air Jordans for which we stand.
Uh-huh.
You know, one nation in tennis shoes, you know, indivisible with, you know, slam dunks and 3-point shots for all. Right now, imagine you get 12 years of that repeated every day. Your children get 12 years of that. Now you go out into the world, you're like, well, of course Nike's the best.
Sure.
We loved Nike. We couldn't live without Nike.
Mm-hmm.
If Nike went away, who would build the roads?
202.
We have no shoes.
202-380-3699. We got hour number two on the way here, the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, where you can take control of the airwaves. The Fed's got a plan, maybe, to do a digital dollar. Now, they're talking about it. What's it mean? More coming.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.